You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good morning and welcome to Water Online Radio's live day two coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of covering this great event. It has not disappointed. We were having a great time learning an awful lot.
Talk about a solid upward trend on something. From the first interview we did 3 years ago through now, each one keeps getting better, more interesting. And looking through the show notes here, I can't wait to get started on this
one. I'm looking forward to this one. Let's get to it. Say hello to Paul Hoffman. He is the CEO of ID Modeling. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Todd and Todd. Happy to be here.
Our pleasure. Good to have you. Thanks for joining us. To kick us off, Paul, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about ID Modeling. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Yeah, thank you. ID Modeling, probably a good place to start is the acronym. What is ID? Right. It's Infrastructure Data Modeling. And where we spent our careers and our lives really is focusing on the water space and bringing information together for water utilities to help them make better decisions, basically creating decision support systems by bringing together different sets of data, typically disparate data from the different functional groups within the utility, to create analytics to help, again, utilities make better decisions based on that data.
Okay, now I know that ID is infrastructure data modeling.
That's correct.
Sedaru? keep educating me now. What the heck is Sedaru?
We call it Sedaru. And it's actually, it came about very organically within ID modeling. And having grown up in this space, this decision support space, we came about to learn the pains, the challenges that utilities were experiencing when trying to collect information from the different functional groups, namely, let's say a maintenance group or the engineering group or operations group or customer service group. Utilities are challenged to bring this information together and make sense of it all and make better decisions based on that. So again, where we grew up based on this decision support kind of background was, you know, experiencing that pain, experiencing that challenge. So what we did was we created a water utility operating platform. We called it Sedaru. Sedaru is another acronym. It stands for C Data Run. So we don't just view maps, but we bring information together. We run analysis on that information. And so Sedaru came about that way. And to really try and address how utilities are able to access information, share information, and take action on that information. So Sedaru is this live, dynamic, kicking, screaming, real-time connected platform to persist connections within the utility so the utility can access their information, make sense of that information, understand how their systems perform and what the status of their system is, take action on that information, and then all of that information then gets documented. Those decisions that they make get documented within this platform for utility operations.
I've always said this is not just applicable to the water industry. This is all of manufacturing and distribution and business, that we're good at collecting data.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really good at doing much actionable stuff with it.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Sedaru is kind of designed to solve that problem for the water industry. Is that a fair assessment?
No, I think that's really, really accurate. You know, again, where we grew up and where the industry and kind of the macro trends of the world are right now, it's far and above beyond now I can just access information. But what can I do with that information? We're above now I can view a map, but is that map actionable? Can I make an intelligent decision based on that? Can I be streamlined and efficient when I make that decision? Can that decision be documented? And can I communicate with the people that I need to make that decision? So it really is about decision support. It's about action on that information, documenting that information, and talking to the right people at the right time about that information.
Well, talk a little bit more about the people side of it. It's one thing to have a tool that can provide all these things that you need, and you get somebody that's been at it for 15 or 20 or 30 years that's kind of set in the ways of doing the job one way, and now all of a sudden I have Sedaru.
Yeah.
And am I ready for it? Can I get my brain around it? How do people react to it?
No, it's really exciting. You know, and that is one of the strengths and I think the differentiations of Sedaru is that, you know, we don't just empower the systems, the data, but we also empower the people. So if you take a look at a cross-section of a utility, and you have these different verticals across the utility. Again, you might have, I think it's worth mentioning, engineering, maintenance, management, operations, customer service, and each one of those is served by a different information system. Well, they're also served by people. And people, we like to say, are the true smart water network. Seteru has a very unique communication capability within it that allows chat, it allows geo-chat. So not only are you able to bring data together, but you're also able to bring people together. And what we found is really exciting in that even industry veterans, 20, 30 years of experience, can pick up an iPad, can pick up an iPhone, can pick up an Android device with the way we've laid out the framework of Seteru and pick it up and run with it. We typically set aside a full day, maybe even half a day for training, for Seteru rollout training. And we find that within the first hour, even industry veterans, 30 years of experience, are picking up their iPhone, picking up their iPad, and running with it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, we'll talk about the implementation of it, and you mentioned training. I mean, we're not far from, we're here in Boston, so we're not far from MIT. Do I have to go there to use this thing? Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, no, it's. I think it's one of the very first true water utility apps in the space to be able to collect this information and run analysis on this information to know what's going to happen. Industry veterans are really excited about that, really excited to, I think, finally be able to have access to their information. And what's interesting is these veterans of the industry, let's say 20, 30 years of experience, as much as they might try to fight, you'd be maybe not surprised that they have an iPhone in their back pocket. And they have an iPhone because they've needed an iPhone to communicate with their children and to communicate with their grandchildren. So it's actually really quite second nature to see somebody pull up an iPhone and that to have that tactile experience, to touch, tap, zoom. It's very, very intuitive, and Seteru takes advantage of all of that.
Tell us a story. Give us an outline of a real customer that's applied Seteru.
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. And, you know, most of these utilities are very typical, where, you know, very conservative and, you know, just love their data and are passionate about what they do. And so I'll give you an example of one particular utility right now that is using Seteru across 45 to 50 different users. And that spans, again, engineering, maintenance, customer service, operations, across the entire group as an enterprise decision support system. And this particular utility, you know, started out with 5 users just to get a taste. They quickly went to 15 users, to 20 users, and then quickly to 45 to 50. And that spans decision support for customer service, decision support for maintenance crews in the field. So one typical workflow that you might experience with this type of utility is maybe field crews are out there changing valves or exercising valves, flushing hydrants, testing hydrants, and they may experience what looks like a symptom of a pipe break. Using Seteru's communication capabilities, they can touch on exactly where that pipe break is happening, communicate on that, broadcast that essentially to everyone within the organization that can then see visually where that event may be occurring, can see the communication around that event. Then within the office, within that utility, they can use Seteru to run an analysis to say, okay, we think this pipe might be broken. Let me run a simulation on my water system to understand where my customers might be getting affected. So then they will be able to pinpoint exactly the greatest areas of change or impact in their system and on their facilities, and then communicate specifically to the people that they need to take action on that. And that entire process is documented, is archived, is map and spatial enabled and empowered within Seteru.
Gee, Todd, do you think that's going to have an impact on financial ramifications?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Maintenance and for being proactive, which is, unfortunately, a lot of systems can't be these days, and so that's really exciting.
Yeah. No, and it's very cost-effective, and especially once you see somebody with so much experience start to become a champion internally for Seteru, then everybody else says, wow, if he can use it, if he's excited about using it, I know I can too. So that's really another intent of Seteru, is we've tried to democratize the data. We've tried to democratize the analysis. We, Todd and myself, and anyone within our industry should not have any excuse anymore to not have access to your data. We should always be able to access our data, communicate on that data, make decisions on that data, and proliferate that kind of shared knowledge. And what it does is it enhances the overall awareness of the utility. It increases a notch and then another notch. And then together we're starting to make decisions and solutions instead of finding problems.
I mean, it's really intuitively obvious, picking up on what Todd just said, that the value of this thing is tremendous. Can you quantify it a little bit? How much money potentially are we talking about? Or money or time or whatever combination?
Yeah, it really spans across, again, these different groups, right? So the different ROIs that Cetaroo can bring span from asset management. We're approximating and calculating a minimum of 20% increase in value to every project that the utility proposes, that every project that the utility completes. So for example, today, without Cetaroo, one project within a utility, you might replace a pipeline because it has a fire flow deficiency. With Cetaroo, you're replacing a pipeline because it has a fire flow deficiency and because I know that I've done a lot of work in this area related to a pipe break. And the meters connected to that pipe are leaking. And I've experienced water quality issues within that same area. So the bang for my buck just went up exponentially. Mm-hmm. Not only with that pipe does my planning and engineering improve, but also my day-to-day operations improve. So the indirect benefits, not just the direct benefits, are huge within Cetaroo. Another example is just flat-out productivity. So users in the field now, without Cetaroo, would have to log all their information in by paper. They would have to come in the morning, get a download of information and the work that they need to complete that day. They'd go into the field, disconnected, complete that work, come back into the office, and then basically download or hand off those stacks of paper forms that they've completed that then get filed away into a file cabinet.
It's painful to think about.
Yeah, and with Cetaroo, those tasks, that work gets distributed remotely. They get to do work now in a connected environment, so they always have support. And then at the end of the day, or I should say, as they're doing that work, that completed work gets sent into the office in real time. So by the end of the day, they've essentially logged in all of their work. They don't have to go back to the office, and they can check off a great day of work connected consistently with their team.
Well, Todd, I guess we're done. Well, is there anything else we need to do as an industry? I think we're there.
We got it covered.
If I have a feeling, Paul, that ID modeling is continuing to innovate into the future. When we talk to Paul Hoffman, in ACE15, ACE16, what will we be talking about?
Yeah, I think the theme of Cetaroo is to create findable, shareable, and actionable information. Findable, shareable, and actionable information.
Yeah, and I personally put an underline under actionable.
Yeah, and with my kids, I would put an underline under shareable. But that's our goal, to continue to get smarter around the workflows that utilities experience day to day. We want to know what happens next. Cetaroo is what happens next. So when we talk with utilities and we walk through them specific workflows of how they do what they do, we want to streamline every process within that and automate all of that within Cetaroo. So Cetaroo essentially helps them get to their data and then walks them through a real efficient, automated, streamlined workflow of how to complete their work.
All right. Well, Paul, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about ID modeling?
Well, today we're at the Neptune Technology booth. I believe it's 2101. And I hope I got that right. They can also visit the website at idmodeling.com/Cetaroo. And if you'd like a demo, you can visit www.cetaroo.com.
All right. Paul Hoffman, the CEO of ID Modeling. Paul, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you, Todd. And Todd, appreciate
Our pleasure.
Your time. Thank you.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.